It's WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Strange weather in Michigan, one of my favorite things, continues to affect various kinds of agriculture. Current State's Melissa Benmark has been checking into the effects of a hard winter and a cool summer on the wine industry in the state. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. I, too, am a weather geek and learned something very interesting in this interview, the placement of certain trees within and certain vines within microclimates of property, but we'll get to that. I spoke with Mark Longstroth this week. He's a small fruit educator for MSU Extension in Southwest Michigan, and you can't really talk about this kind of oddly cool and short summer's effect on wine grapes without starting a few months back in winter.
Last winter was a doozy, and we got real cold. We had snow on the ground for a long time, and it was about the coldest winter in 20 years. And we saw significant losses in the wine grapes. Not too many of the plants were killed outright, but many of them were severely damaged in that they lost fruit buds, a lot of fruit buds, or perhaps part of the vine was killed. We also saw damage in peaches. A lot of the peach crop in Southwest Michigan was lost to winter cold, and in some cases, even the trees were killed, so they have to replant those trees. We also saw damage in apples. Amazingly enough, we don't expect apples to see winter injury, and also in blueberries.
So a little bit of everything, basically.
A little bit of everything. It had been 20 years since we had a freeze like that, and wine grapes, European wine grapes, are generally considered among the more cold, tender plants we grow. I tell people that are interested in growing vinifera grapes that they want to look for a good peach site, because generally peaches start to lose their flower buds at about minus 10, minus 15 degrees, and that's the same range that European wine grapes also suffer. And in the last 10 years, we've just about tripled our planting of European wine grapes and haven't had a real cold winter in a while, and so there were an awful lot of European wine grapes growing in not so good positions down here. We saw an awful lot of damage, but then we had other areas that didn't get as cold, and they had a crop of peaches, and they had a crop of wine grapes in Northern Berrien County or other areas where it just didn't get as cold as it did in other spots. And so oftentimes people ask me what the crop is, and I say spotty, and they say, what does that mean? And I say, well, some people don't have a crop, and other people do, and they're happy.
And then this summer didn't turn out to be all that hot, or it didn't seem all that hot. Then how did that affect the various grape strains? Because it's already getting cool, and it didn't seem like it ever got that hot.
Well, we had a late spring, and it was real rainy. It helped them recover, but it was real bad for grapes. We've got several really significant grape diseases, and if it's rainy, then you have to spray. And so many of my grape growers tell me they've never had to spray as much as they did this year, because you were simply spraying to keep up with the fact that it had rained 3 inches, and so you had to protect against downy mildew. And when it got dry, you had to protect against powdery mildew. And so it wasn't the best growing season. It's been relatively cool. We're a week or two behind, and so many growers that have crop are waiting for the sugar levels to get up high enough to have high-quality grapes for their wine.
Obviously, Europe has a long history of winemaking, and they must have had some difficult years for wine growing. I know there's talk of the year without a summer in the 1800s and like things like that. They must have figured out how to compensate for bad years in some ways, and I'm wondering if there is any kind of collection of historical winemaking information that's useful in any way to New World winemakers.
Well, there's a lot of it. But again, they used to grow wine grapes in England, but they don't anymore. It's too cool there. I had one grower who was growing European wine grapes in central Michigan, and it's too cold, I think. And he was laying them down and burying them under the soil every year and then bringing them up. And that's very labor intensive. Oftentimes, we have several tricks we play here in Southwest Michigan. One of them is to leave a couple of shoots very low to the ground. We might have a wire about 12 to 18 inches above the ground, and so that that cordon or that arm will be below the snow and not be affected as much. And so there are some tricks you can play, but generally you don't want to have to spend a lot of time and money growing a grape that's not well adapted for your site. And so you generally try to grow a grape that does well year in and year out where you're growing your grapes. And an awful lot of wineries and grape growers in the last 10 years have tried an awful lot of new vinifera varieties. And you kind of hope for a test winner. And this certainly was a test winner. It certainly showed you where the very best sites were for the conditions that we had. But even some of the very hardy European wine grapes suffered significant damage in some sites. And those growers will have to essentially rebuild the vine. It didn't get killed. These are all grafted plants, so you just don't bring up a new shoot from the ground. They'll put up plenty of shoots from the ground. You bring up a shoot from lower down in the trunk. And in 94, when we had a winter like this, we tried to train those initial shoots that first year, but we've learned that it's better to let the vine grow like crazy because it's got a lot of stored up energy growing from the trunk and from the trellis arms where the fruit would normally be. And we let it do all that growth. And then this winter and next spring, the growers will choose the new arms and new trunk that they want and rebuild the vine. So some people had a crop off, severely damaged vines, and other people are hoping for a crop, a small crop next year, and a good crop in 3 years.
It takes three years to rebuild, then.
Well, in the worst-case scenario would be taking 3 years where you would have to rebuild the trunk and then rebuild the arms. And even then, you would get some grapes in the second year, but then you should get a half a crop or more in the third year and a full crop by the fourth year. It takes time. It would recover much quicker than a newly planted vineyard because you have this well-established root system in the soil. And so you play a slightly different game trying to control the vigor, a wine grape that's well-established and trying to regrow after a cold winter, as opposed to one that you just planted in the ground and you're trying to baby up to the trellis wire of its first year.
We've been talking to you mostly about wine grapes, but I noticed that you're an expert on blueberries, and people may not know that Michigan is the top blueberry-producing state, I believe, most of the time. How did they do with all this strange weather over last winter and the summer?
Well, the winter was strange in several ways. Down in southwest Michigan, southern Michigan, we got our coldest temperatures the first week in January. And even though it got cold several other times, it never got quite as cold. Up north, they got their cold temperatures that hurt their wine grapes in March. And the area just to the west of Grand Rapids got their cold weather again in March, but it didn't get quite as cold. It wasn't until most of Lake Michigan had frozen over. So we have 22,000 acres of blueberries here in Michigan. And so the plantings that generally were very close to Lake Michigan didn't suffer very much injury, but the plantings that are more than 5 or 7 miles away from Lake Michigan suffered from those temperatures that did indeed drop to minus 15, minus 20. And we saw more of that in the southern growing region than we did in that northern growing region next or west of Grand Rapids. And so they looked really rough after they bloomed. We had a very heavy bloom, but when the flower petals fell off, there were very few leaves on an awful lot of the bushes that had been hurt by the winter, and they didn't grow an awful lot of leaves. And I thought that, goodness, we'll have a very short crop. But the rain that hurt the wine grapes really helped the blueberries. They like to be moist all the time, so the soil was really moist, and they weren't put under any stress. And we got a pretty good crop out of it. We certainly won't have the world record crop that we had last year when we brought in 114 million pounds for the state of Michigan. But I think we probably did 80 million pounds, which is just under our average and a pretty good crop. I think the people that then again, you had people that suffered severe injury on their farm, and then a few miles away, close to the lake, there were people that saw very little injury.
So it almost sounds as if this last winter kind of helped a lot of the growers discover what kind of I don't know that microclimate is the right word, but what variations on their particular patch of land were most conducive to growing various fruits.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly showed people, and it was probably what I would say is a worst-case scenario. I tell people if they're planting peaches, you know, that they want to plant in a peach site where they can expect to get peaches 4 or 5 years out of five. And if you're in an inland site where it's going to go to minus 10 very often, then there are going to be years when you're not going to have any peaches. And this year actually killed peaches. So people who might have been hanging on, you're certainly correct. We would have liked it to be just a little bit warmer. I don't expect to see another winter like this in my career, so hopefully no one else will. It has certainly been a while, and certainly people who had fruit crops planted in marginal sites certainly know that now.
Well, Mark Longstraw, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your expertise on the subject.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.